With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Professional and technical workers went on strike yesterday at UC campuses across the state. At UC Santa Cruz, behavioral health counselor Amelia Cutton says a staffing crisis is the biggest concern.
If we're not fully staffed, there's more work on the people that are working, and that leads to burnout, and then people leave, and so it's kind of this vicious cycle that happens.
The University Professional and Technical Employees Union represents 20,000 workers statewide and about 240 at UCSC. In a statement, the UC says it has addressed top priorities like wages and health care costs. The statement says the union is mischaracterizing the negotiations and that strikes cost the system millions of dollars. A UCSC labor researcher says union power is critical right now. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs explains.
Sociologist Steve McKay says our economy and society are in a very precarious state.
Unions are one of the only independent structures that actually fight that kind of precariousness and help empower workers.
Unionized workers generally have higher wages, better benefits, and greater job security than non-unionized workers. And in the current political climate, McKay says many people are looking for ways to band together.
And I think in that sense, labor has a real responsibility, but also a real opportunity to lead in this moment.
Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.